So this morning, I am going to be talking about why words matter. And when I was thinking about sort of words that we would all sort of collectively know, I was thinking about examples like happy birthday. Hopefully we all know happy birthday. I'm not so sure now. Won't make you sing it. Yes, we sing happy birthday to wish people well on their birthday. Other words that we would use in church would be things like the Apostles' Creed. Sometimes we say that together, and that is when we are making a statement about what we believe, and a declaration and a profession. Or else there's words of the land, such as laws of the land. We use these to keep people safe or sometimes correct people, don't we? So thinking about laws of the land, I thought we could have some fun with this. And I know how much people at St. Thomas's love a good quiz. So on the screen, I have four laws or words of the land that could be true or they could be false. Okay, so as I read them, if you think it's true, you can put your hand up in the air or you can stand up. Or if you think it's false, you can stay seated. Okay, sound good? We up for it? Okay, words of the land, number one. MPs are not allowed to wear armour in Parliament. If you think it's true, you can stand up or put your hand up. If you think it's false, stay seated. Okay, the answer is, drum roll. Oh, that was a bad drum roll. Drum roll! The answer is true! Yay! So everybody's standing up. Well done. MPs are not allowed to wear armour in Parliament. They might need it now, but they're not allowed to wear it. Okay, number two. The fire brigade are required to rescue all cats that they find stuck in trees. Now, all cats that they find stuck in trees, is that true or is that false? If you think it's true, stand up, put your hand up. If you think it's false, a few people are going for it. The answer is, drum roll, it is false. I know, it's nice though. It's nice to think that they would rescue some cats, but they are not required to rescue all cats that they see stuck in trees. Okay, so number three, you're not allowed to die in the Houses of Parliament. True or false? What do you think? Hands up for true, stand up for true. If it's false, you sit down. A few people are going for true. True. Drum roll. It is true. Yeah, so everybody stand up, well done. You're not allowed to die in the Houses of Parliament. That is true. Well done. Okay, last one. In Wales, if you see an elderly person carrying over 3 bags, you must help them. Now, is that true or is that false? Is that law? Are we required to help older people in Wales? True or false? What do we think? Split. Love it. Okay, the answer is false. So that would be a nice thing to do, though, wouldn't it? It's a nice thing to do. It's nice to help people. And if you've seen an older person struggling with their bags, I'd like to think we would help them. But it's not required by law. So well done. Thank you for that. So as you see, there are some on the screen that are laws, things that we are required to do, things that we have to obey. But the other two that were false, yes, they may not be laws, but they are sort of moral, unwritten laws, wouldn't you say? So if you've seen somebody struggling with their bags, you would want to go and help them, wouldn't you? Even if you weren't required to. If you've seen a cat stuck in a tree, you'd like to think the fire brigade would come and help you to rescue that cat, because that's a good thing to do. That's a right thing to do. Would you agree? Yeah. So when I was thinking about moral laws and actual laws, I was doing some research and I found this law, and it's called the Law of Jante. And this is a Scandinavian sort of moral law, so it's not actual government law, but it's sort of a moral code that people go by. So if you've seen a cat stuck in a tree, if you've seen somebody carrying their bags, it's sort of like that. It's not actually in government, but it's an unwritten law that everybody in Scandinavia, so that's like countries like Norway and Sweden, go by. Okay? So I'm going to read out these. There's 10 of them. 10 Law of Jante. You're not to think you're anything special. You're not to think you're as good as us. You're not to think you are smarter than us. You're not to think of yourself as better than us. You're not to think you know more than us. You're not to think you're more important than us. You're good. You're not to think you are good at anything. You're not to laugh at us. You're not to think anyone cares about you. You're not to think you can teach us anything. Interesting. Yeah, so these are moral sort of words of the land that people in Scandinavia live by. So I'm going to let you brew on that a minute. Think about that through. So, the Law of Jante. Do we think those are good words to live by? Do we think those are good moral words to live by? No, they weren't very nice, were they? Well, can we just put them, I know it's off script, can we put those back on screen, the Jante? Thank you so much, off script, yeah. Yeah, let me just read those again. You're not to think you're anything special. You're not to think you're as good as us. You're not to think you're smarter than us. You're not to think of yourself as better than us. You're not to think you know more than us. You're not to think you're as important as us. You're not as good at anything. You're not to laugh at us. This one's my favorite. You're not to think anyone cares about you. You're not to think you can teach us anything. So people from Scandinavia live under this cloud of Jante, that you're not good enough, that you can't do it, that you can't add nothing to this world that anybody else can't add. And people in Scandinavia spend their lives living under this moral law, and it got me thinking that I think it's not just people in Scandinavia that spend their lives living under this moral law. I think it's the majority of us spend our lives living under those words, words that we speak over ourselves and words that we speak over other people as well. So when we listen to the words of the world and speak those words over ourselves and over others rather than what God says, we can end up with our own Jante, can't we? Our own moral codes that we like to live by. Now, I'm not saying that that we are perfect, that our world is like this, but we don't have to live like this. We don't have to live under our own Jante. And yes, God's word does say we shouldn't think more highly of ourselves than we should. But it doesn't say that you're not special. It doesn't say that no one cares about you, that you can't teach anyone anything. In fact, I think it says the opposite. So we need to start seeing why our words that we speak over ourselves and over others, they matter. And they matter to God as well as to ourselves and others. So when I was thinking about this, Romans 12, verse 2 definitely speaks into this. And it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Romans 12, verse 2. So from that verse, we're going to do a little pop quiz. Love it. So who transforms you? The answer's on the sheet, by the way. Who transforms you? God. How does he transform you? Yeah, changing the way you think. So who transforms you? And how does he do it? Okay, so God does the transforming. Do you think we have to play a part in that too? Yeah, we have to change the way we think, our words that we use. God does the transforming ultimately, but we have a part to play in that as well. So if our words matter, why do they matter? Well, our words are a reflection of God. God's words. And we have to reflect his words, not the words of the world, right? Yeah. So sometimes our internal words can be a bit like Jante. And for this, I have a little illustration. Let me just move this out of the way so I don't fall again. That would be helpful. I'm going to stand on the ground just to make sure. Okay, so sometimes, can you see okay? Let me move that out of your way. There you go. So sometimes our words, our internal words and words that other people say can come at us like this. Thank you. You're not loved. You're not worth anything. You're not enough. Now, if our words come at us like this, other people's words, the words of the world, if our internal thoughts come at us like this, we can deal with that sometimes, right? We can catch them. But they don't come at us like this. They start getting faster and faster and faster and faster until...
I so enjoyed that.
Until we can't carry them anymore. And they end up a mess on the floor. They end up hurt. We end up hurt, and we end up scarred by the words of the world. We end up broken on the floor. So let's try this again, shall we? Okay. Let's try this way. Words of the world, words that we speak over ourselves, words that we speak over others. You're not loved. You're not worth it. You're not enough. Okay, I've caught my thoughts, but I'm going to reject them because they're not very good and they're not what God says. So I've caught my words. If they're a good thought, you can keep them. Yeah. Good words, they do exist. Not very often, but they do exist. We could keep those, but do we think those are good to keep? Speaking over ourselves and speaking over others? No. So now I'm left with nothing. So I'm going to need to replace it with what God says. So, let's take an example. You're worth nothing. So I've caught it, but I'm going to reject it because that's not what God says about me. How am I going to replace it? Help me out. What does God say in response to you're not worth it? I love you. Yeah? Anything else? Is that all he says? Keep going. You're my child. You're precious. You're worth more than rubies and diamonds. Yeah. He sent his son for you. So you get my point? So the words of the world can end up like this, a mess on the floor. But we don't have to listen to what the world says because we have a God who speaks way over that. You're precious. You're called. You're worth more than rubies and diamonds. And sometimes we do forget about that, but hopefully today this will help us think about that a bit more. So, will we give this a try? Yeah, okay. So, first of all, everybody is going to get a colored ball. Ooh. And first of all, what I'd like you to do is there some post-it notes and some pens on the table. There is some tape floating about, but there's only a few rolls in case you need it, because I know that they don't always stick, but they should stick. And what I'd like you to do is write something that's been spoken over you, words that have been spoken over you, like, you're not enough, you're not worth it, you'll never be as good as that person. Something that we say to ourselves, or something that has been spoken over us. A negative thought, a negative word, and stick it on your ball. Okay? Sound good? And then I'll come back to you. Amazing. So if I get a few helpers to spread. Amazing. Thank you so much, Emily. Do you want to go that side? And just carry on. We all got our negative words on our balls. If you got them, get them wee, whoop, in the air. Whoop. Amazing. Okay. So, this is the words that we say over ourselves, that the world speaks over us. Is it what God says? No. Okay. So, we are going to accept or reject. What are we going to do? Reject them. Okay. But we're not going to throw them at anybody. I know, Everyone was like, are you going to throw them at you? No. What I'd like you to do is, as a church family, we're going to stand with one another and change this, okay? So, in your little clusters, I'd like you to give your ball to somebody else, okay? Someone else. Anybody else, doesn't matter. As long as you sort of remember vaguely who it was, you can swap it. So now we are going to help our church brothers and sisters, our church family, to change the words that are written over them by stating what God says about them. Okay? So I'd like you to take another post-it note, and what I'd like you to do is stick what God says about them over the top of what they've written. Okay? So if it says, I'm worth nothing, you would write something like it says in the Bible, you're worth more than rubies or diamonds to God. Tracking? Yeah? No? Thumbs up? Tracking? Okay, are we all replaced? Have we all replaced what was written underneath by something that God says on the top? Yeah? If you've done it, give it a wave in the air. Okay, we've got there. Amazing. So, now what I'd like us to do is something a wee bit different, something that people go, ooh, talking to other people. Don't really do this. So, as your cluster, I'd love you to give back your ball to whoever gave you it, if you can remember. If you can't, you can just give it to somebody else. And as we do this, I'd love us to take some time and pray for one another as a church family. Pray against this and pray that we would know what God says about us through his word and as he transforms us. So I'm just going to read this verse again. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. So, who transforms us? How does he transform us? Changing the way we think. So, let's pray for one another. Take some time. And just as a church family, speak life and speak God's words over the words of the world. Sound good? Yeah. Amazing. Let's go. You can do it. You can speak to other people. The bit you've been waiting for all morning. So, I was going to say, you can take this with you, take it home, take your post-it note that was what God says about you and put it somewhere that you're going to see it. Somewhere that you're going to remember that you're chosen, you're loved, and you're valued. You're not your own law of Jante. You're not what Jante says about you. But you're what God says about you. So you can keep your top post-it note, and you can keep your ball if you like. But you're going to like this bit. So I'm going to keep my post-it note. But this one that I said about myself, the words that I spoke over myself, we're not going to keep those anymore. So, on the count of three, be aware of people's heads, okay? This is not just get your own back on people that have annoyed you this week, okay? We're going to gently toss them away because they do not rule our life anymore. What God says about us does, okay? Sound good? Yeah. I'm going to cover, okay? On the count of three, we're going to toss them away. Okay? One. So I'm going to regret this. Two. Three. Okay, so today, I hope you remember that you're not what the world says about you, that we don't have to keep this with us, but we are about what God says about us. If you want to grab a ball on your way out, you can keep it. Ooh, take it home, put it somewhere, and remember about that. So, as we just close our service.